We have a special guest in our studios today. Chelsea Armstrong's joining us, and we're going to be talking about some soccer, right, Chelsea?
Yes, sir.
All right, tell us about the Soccer Association.
Well, the Soccer Association in Center has been official for about 2 years now, but they've been around for a while. This spring, we're going to be doing something to get people ready if they want to play soccer in the fall. It's a simple soccer. The games only last about 20 minutes, and it's a small slice of what you would normally see in soccer. It's three players on a team, and it's just getting them used to soccer if they've never played, or if they have played, tuning up the skills that they'll need in the fall when they play.
Okay, so fall soccer is where the teams get together and all, but the spring is like spring training. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's a lot like spring training. They get out there, and a lot of them, especially the younger ones, they're just learning how to touch the ball. And about 4 to 7 years old, they're just really getting used to the concept of soccer out there.
Okay. And now you are with the Soccer Association, the local soccer association. You are an officer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You serve as secretary?
I'm the press person.
Oh, you're the official press person. Okay.
Yes,
you
sir.
You do the PR for the Soccer Association
yes,
and keep
sir.
Everyone informed as to what's going on. Now, we have some soccer clinics coming up, right?
Yes, sir. We have one this coming up Saturday, and it'll be from 12 to 2, and we're also offering this Saturday a referee clinic from 2 to 4. And also with the referee clinic, if you want your child to play and you want to learn more about the sport yourself, parents are welcome to come to that.
So that they can get the full understanding of when a referee makes a certain call, why
yes,
that call is being made. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's very important.
It is. So that keeps down a lot of the fussing or hostilities from the parents, if you will?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure that don't happen.
Oh, no. It's usually pretty good out there.
Okay, good.
And what we want more than anything is we want the parents involved. We want to know that they're getting out there with the kids at home and teaching them this is how you're supposed to do things. And we're wanting to make sure that they keep the kids active at home as well.
But in order for them to properly instruct the children at home, they need to have the proper instruction themselves as well.
Yes, sir.
So the clinics are Saturday. And the parents are invited and, in fact, encouraged to come and participate. Now, where will all this be taking place?
It'll be taking place at Ed Yarbrough Fields in the press box. It'll be going on from 12 to 2, the initial sign-ups will. But if you're there between 2 and 4, we'll still be signing up kids. Then we'll take sign-ups anytime.
Okay. How many do you have involved right now across the area?
Right now, including parents and players, we have about 145 people involved in it.
Wow. And growing. So that's quite a large soccer association, but continues to grow. And what are your goals? Where would you like to see it to go?
Well, we want to see kids active. We want to see them out there playing. And we want to see it get to the point where like around here, it's not just football, it's maybe soccer. And we want to see a really good crowd out there on Saturdays because we're always having a blast. You always see parents hollering and hooting and cheering on their kids and kids out there just laughing the whole time they're running down the field. And it's a really great thing out there.
It sounds like it, and a good family oriented fun time with the
yes.
parents there supporting their children. We're with Chelsea Armstrong. She's a PR person for the local Cherokee County Soccer Association. We'll be back with her with more right after this.
When Mother Nature unloads her fury, your home may be left without power unless you have a Generac standby generator. When the power goes out, your Generac standby generator turns on automatically. So the next time you're faced with unpredictable weather, you can laugh at the wind and stand up to the threat of power outages with the most trusted name in residential standby power, Generac. Choose Generac and never feel powerless again.
Call or come by DeKalb Cherokee Gas today for more information on an affordable natural gas standby power solution.
Men, you can get your new year off to a great start with the Cherokee County Men's Conference featuring Alabama's Chief Justice Roy Moore and professional wrestler Lex Luger as guest speakers, along with several local pastors discussing topics of strong relationships in marriage and strong relationship with God. The Cherokee County Men's Conference is set for Saturday, February 22nd at The Rock, the Recreational Outreach Center at 300 East Bypass and Center. Seating is limited, so pre-register now to reserve your seat for this special day by calling 256-927-3316 or stop by The Rock at 300 East Bypass and Center. Doors will open at 7:30 on February 22nd with refreshments and conference beginning at 8:30 until 3. A great way to spend a Saturday. Conference is just $10, which includes your meal catered by Lanny's Restaurant and lots of great door prizes. Mark your calendar now for the Cherokee County Men's Conference.
Spring is just around the corner, the time of year to build or buy that home you have always dreamed about. Maybe you just want to refinance to get a lower interest rate or to make some needed improvements to your existing home. Fort McClellan Credit Union has a variety of real estate loan programs especially designed to help make your dreams come true. Why wait? Call or come by any of our convenient locations today and learn about the competitive rates and terms that we offer to best fit your needs. Fort McClellan Credit Union, always trying to save you money because we care about you. Deposits insured by NCUA, an agency of the federal government.
Register your sweetheart for Valentine gifts from Weiss Radio and participating merchants. Register at Beans and Greens Restaurant for a candlelight steak dinner for two, County Road 71 at Ballplay. Crossroads Family Pharmacy at Menlo for a beautiful gift basket filled with Watkins brand products. And BJ's Gun Shop and Pistol Range, 996 Cedar Bluff Road in Center for a year's membership to the range. At Heritage Propane and Center for a $50 gift card, and Barbecue Place and More in Center for a dinner for two. Then everyone will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a gorgeous LaFon jewelry set, an infinity necklace and earrings, silver and platinum jewelry. Drawing for Valentine prizes will be held on February 14th. Register today for a Valentine's Day giveaway. And we're back in our studios with Chelsea Armstrong, and she's a PR person for the local Cherokee County Soccer Association. Chelsea, thank you for taking your time coming in and being with us this morning and discussing this important topic. Now, soccer. Boys, girls, or everyone?
Everyone. As long as you're between 4 and 18, you're going to have a team with us.
4 and 18. That's a wide spread on the spectrum there, so a lot of people can be participating, and you have teams for their respective age groups. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many? Right now, we don't know how many teams we're going to have. Depend how many people come sign up. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. And again, you're going to have soccer sign-ups when?
Soccer sign-ups will be Saturday, and they'll be from 12 to 2, with the referee clinic from 2 to 4, and they'll be again the next Saturday from 12 to 2.
What if the moms and dads have their 5-6-year-old children out there that they want to encourage to be active in sports, but they're not sure if soccer is the right game for them, if you will, or the right sport? What can they do to help determine that?
Well, one thing is definitely to try this simple soccer that we have going on in the spring. The fees are a lot cheaper, and they can get us just a slice of soccer to see if they like it. But another thing that they might could do is buy them a ball their size. Get them out there in the yard, let them kick it around, maybe set them up some cones or some whatever to let them kick it through there and see if they like it. Because that's the only way you're really going to know with soccer. You can watch it on TV and love it, but get out there and play it and not, or vice versa, you can not like it at all on TV, but you can get out there and start kicking the ball, start getting the feel for it, and it just be your passion.
How about that? And now, you talk like you've been involved with soccer for a while.
Well, I've been involved, this will be my second year involved, and my second year to referee, which is really something. I would really encourage anybody to get out there and at least try it. It's at least an experience if you only do it one time.
I understand. What are the qualifications for someone that wants to do the ref?
Well, I really had no qualifications. I went and I talked to Barry Anderson in Center, and I said, you know, I'm just looking for a little side job, just need a little something to do. And he said, well, have you thought about refereeing? And I said, oh, I can't do it. I, from the beginning, said, I can't do it. and he said, well, come, let me teach you some things. So really the qualifications you have to start is you'll listen to Barry Anderson talk, and he gets really into soccer, and he's really great to talk to.
Yeah.
And he's going to get you kind of oriented, and then you're just going to get on a soccer game. You're going to learn the rules, and he's going to put you on a game, and he's going to say, it's hands-on now, and he's going to stand back and kind of watch you. And then at the end of it, he's going to pull you aside, and he's going to say, well, this is what you didn't do, and this is what you did do. And then if you want to take it farther than center, which I chose to do, you attend a class. It's an all-day class. I went to the one in Birmingham, and they were really good. They're really patient. They understand that a lot of people hadn't, you know, been out there before, and they take their time with you, and they really teach you. And then you'll get a little badge, and you have to buy a jersey, and you stick the badge on the jersey, and it makes you a certified soccer referee.
You're official then.
Yes, sir.
But you have to have the proper training.
Yes, sir.
Also, it is, and it's time consuming.
It
but
can
it's
be.
A great way to spend your time when you have some extra time to be on the field watching these youngsters play.
Yes, I've only had the experience of refereeing the younger ones, and they're great. I mean, the whole time they're out there, they'll be cutting up with you. And if you like kids, if you like being around kids, it's a great job to have.
And it sounds like fun and a great way, like I say, to spend some time with parents and children. And you'll get to, of course, you've been involved a couple of years now, but you'll get to, the longer you stay in it, the more you'll see these children grow and develop and hone their skills and become from a soccer starter to a great soccer player.
Yes, sir.
Great athletes.
Yes, sir. One little girl that I've got the experience of watching grow, and she's just awesome. Her first year on the field, she literally just sat there and twiddled her thumbs. And now you look at her, and she's out there, she's aggressive on the ball, making kicks, making plays, and it was awesome to watch her grow in soccer like that.
To begin with, though, children have to, if they've never been on a soccer field or they haven't watched or haven't been around it, they don't understand the game. They've got to learn the fundamentals first.
Right. And that's why we have what's called Soccer Academy. It's for level 2 players. It's between 4 and 7. And it's just out there. They're kicking the ball. There's not any referees. The parents are the coaches. And they're just getting out there and they're just learning how to touch the ball, learning how to do what they need to get done with the ball. And then if you're older than 7 and you've never played, we take time with those people aside and we show them how it's done, what needs to be done. I didn't get into the game until I was 18 years old. So it can happen at any age that you get into it.
Absolutely. And it's a very physical game. It can be demanding physically and also get your children a lot of beneficial exercise.
Yes, sir. We call it a recreational development program. And the recreational, of course, it's just we're getting out there and having fun. But the development, we try to develop their self-esteem as well as their physical beings. And we try to get them in shape. We try to get them to the point where they don't dread going to gym every day. So that's, I think, my favorite thing about the program is we help in two ways.
Absolutely. And, of course, your children becoming... let me ask you this, of course, with them improving their self-esteem and they're feeling like they're accomplishing a great deal as they grow and become better athletes, how is it different than other sports as far as size-wise? If you have someone that's very small or someone's very large or taller in a same age group, is it a disparity there physically?
Oh, no, no. If you have somebody large on the team, that's good. But if you have somebody who's really, really small on the team, that's good too, because most of the time they can wiggle in between the others easier without losing the ball. I've seen some very, very small ones make some very, very good soccer players, but I've seen some very large ones make some very good soccer players as well.
So it really depends upon the individuals.
Yes, sir.
And what their goals are and how they want to be and how they develop.
Yes, sir.
Also, it depends a lot on the coaches, don't it?
Yes, and we have some great coaches. We have the two that I'm most involved with is Mr. McGatha and Mr. Harris. Both of those they're really great coaches. They're really great with the kids. They take their time, and all of them do. And then we have Frida Mina as they get on up older, and she's great with them. She's a hoot to be around anytime. And they just, all the coaches out there, they get on the kids' level. It's not, well, I'm an adult, so I'm going to stand here and act like I know everything, and y'all just go do it. They're getting out there. They're on the field with them a lot of times. If one of the players get injured, you know, they're the first ones out there. It's great to watch them with them.
And, of course, again, this all starts Saturday, and we're talking about getting ready for the fall soccer here in the spring,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
And, of course, this is going to take place here in Center at the Ed Yarbrough Park on Highway 9 South in Center. And it's going to be, seems like a lot of fun. We have a large participation already in encouraging others. I know the First Lady and the President's encouraging people to eat better, get more physical exercise, become healthier citizens. And certainly this is a great way for children to start.
Oh, yes, sir. It's great because they have... In soccer, especially this soccer, because the games are so short, it's 20-minute games, they're constantly running, and it's only three players per team, so it's just a constant. They're the ones there. It's not they're going to be standing way back in the back, just not doing anything. They're going to be up close and personal, and it's going to be small fields and running all the time.
Now, if I'm going to be bringing my child or grandchild out there this weekend, and I'm going to want to know, how much of my time is going to be demanded that I need to have these children there? How long does this spring training last as we get ready for fall? What kind of a season are we looking at here in the spring?
Well, it's about 15 Saturdays. There's a Saturday you can't make it. You don't have to feel obligated. It's whatever you're willing to put out. Of course, we want people that's fired up, but we understand that you can't make it every Saturday. And if you want to sign them up this weekend or next weekend, all that you need to bring with you is a copy of their birth certificate, as well as $28 for 4 to 7 year olds and $38 for 8 years old and above.
Okay. And they can get their children signed up for this 15-week program, and it's mostly on Saturdays, right?
Yes, sir. The practices will be through the week at the coach's discretion whenever he chooses to have them, but the coaches are really good about getting with the parents and saying, well, what days can we all be here, and trying to work it around everyone's schedule.
And that can be difficult to do occasionally.
Yes, sir. But it does make it easier with only three on a team.
Okay. So practices on weeknights after school and in the evening there. And then the games are on Saturday, and it's a slice of soccer, if
yes,
you will,
sir.
And it's a three-person team.
Yes.
Am I right on that? And this
yes,
is for
sir.
The spring, getting ready for the fall games and the fall season. And then in the fall, they'll be competing not only locally, but they can be competing in other areas, right?
Yes, sir. We had a team that went to an all-star game, and they came very, very close to winning. And that team, when they were leaving, were just ecstatic. And then when they come back, they were ecstatic. And this was kids that you could see them, just the joy bubbling up in their eyes and the love for soccer.
Well, I had some association with it. I had a son that played soccer, and we carried him and his teammates to different games in different areas, and playing. And we just had a great time with it. It's a fun game. It's exciting to watch these youngsters to be out there. And all that, again, going on here, it just goes to show what a tremendous youth athletic program that we have in the area.
We do. We have a very large program because a lot of Saturdays, you know, we can look across the field and there's baseball going on. You know, there's other stuff going on. It's never dull at Ed Yarbrough. feels.
It's always a great time to be out there and encouraging the youth of our area to be more active. Did we leave anything out that you need to cover, Chelsea?
Well, I was going to just say that, you know, a lot of people, when they see soccer, when they see any sport, they look at it and they think, oh, my child's going to get hurt if I let them do this. But safety is the main priority when we're out there. You know, that's the whole reason there's referees. The first thing you learn when you're going through your courses as a referee is safety. Keep the kids safe. That's what we want to see. We want to see a fun, safe game. It's not about who gets out there and wins and loses. It's about when they all leave, they're all friends at the end of the day. You know, they're shaking each other's hands, figuring out if they want to spend the night with so-and-so tonight. And a lot of times, the teams that you'll see go up against each other, it'll be just friends on both sides. And it makes for a really fun game.
And that's exciting. And, of course, that all begins this Saturday. Again, what time do they need to be there?
Well, they need to be there between 12 and 2 if they just want to do sign-ups. But between 2 and 4 will be the referee clinic that the parents are invited to try to learn more about the sport. And even if you don't know if soccer's for your child, if you think, well, they might not like it, come on out to the clinic from 2 to 4 and get a feel of what it's all about. You'll be listening to Barry Anderson talk, who can talk much more than I can about soccer. He's been in it for years, since he was in high school, and he's an old man now, and I'll say that on the air for him.
All right, Barry, you heard that. You're an old man now.
So he's been involved a long time, and you can also get in touch with him if you would like to. His name is Barry Anderson, and his phone number is 256-630-0668, or you can look us up on Facebook through Wise Lake Soccer Association.
Wise Lake Soccer Association on Facebook. Okay. Well, Chelsea, thank you so very much for coming in and being with us. We appreciate your time. I know you had to make an extra effort. You've got to go to work here in a little bit.
Yep.
And we got to get you out of here so you can get to work on time. But thank you so very much for coming in and being with us. If you want to learn more about Wise Lake Soccer Association, it's on Facebook. Or you can join them Saturday from 12 until noon for sign-ups at the Ed Yarbor Field. And that's on Highway 9 South here in Center at the Ed Yarbor Park. And it looks like it's going to be an exciting soccer springtime.
Yes, sir, it will be.
Thank you so very much, Chelsea, for coming in and being with us. Chelsea Armstrong, PR person for the Wise Lake Soccer Association on WEIS.